Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Magu with the Midday News. The headlines. Nation celebrates 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu leads the nation and takes salute at Kartavya Path Parade in New Delhi. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto attended the parade as the chief guest at this year's Republic Day celebrations. 31 tableaus showcasing the theme of Swarnim Bharat, Virasat or Vikas participated in the colourful parade. 139 distinguished personalities selected for this year's Padma Awards. M.T. Vasudevan Nair, Justice J.S. Keher, Pankaj Udas, Vivek Debroy and Osamu Suzuki prominent among them. Unified pension scheme for government employees notified. And in athletics, India's Jyoti Yaraji wins gold medal in women's 60-meter indoor hurdles in France, breaking her own national record. The nation is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. Jayati Jaya Jaya Mama Bharatam Mama Bharatam. The ceremony commenced with a visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who was the chief guest at the parade. Swagatam, Shubha Swagatam, Adha Swagatam, Shubha Swagatam, Nitya Nirantara Dhanavatam, Manavata Samadhavavatam, Sarathi Satumano. The national flag was unfurled by the president, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha with musical instruments from different parts of the country. Showering of flower petals was carried out by Mi-17 1V helicopters from 129 helicopter unit in Dhwaj formation. Tank T-90 Bhishm, Nag missile system along with BMP-2 Sarath, BrahMos, Pinaka multi-launcher rocket system, Agnibaan multi-barrel rocket launcher, Akash weapon system, integrated battlefield surveillance system, all-terrain vehicle Chetak and light specialist vehicle Bajrang were on display at the Kartavya Path. More from our correspondent.
A 160-member marching contingent and 190-member band contingent from Indonesia took part in the parade. 31 tableaus from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments participated, showcasing the theme Swarnim Bharat, Virasat or Vikas. For the first time, a tri-service tableau participated on displaying the spirit of jointness and integration. Haryana's tableau showcased the Bhagavad Gita and the tableau of Uttar Pradesh depicted the ongoing Mahakumbh 2025. The event concluded with a flypast by 47 aircrafts. The flypast witnessed a breathtaking air show by Rafael, Sukhoi 30, Jaguar, C-130, Dornier 228 and AN-32 aircraft and Apache and Mi-7 helicopters. With Suparna Saikia, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
To honour their contributions in nation and society building, special guests from different walks of life were invited as government special guests to witness the event. 10,000 special guests in 34 categories, including sarpanches from villages, handicraft and handloom artisans, SHG members, Asha and Anganwadi workers and road construction workers are invited as special guests. News of celebrations of the Republic Day are also pouring in from across the nation and abroad. In Jammu and Kashmir, all the Republic Day functions in Kashmir Valley, including the main event in Srinagar, passed off peacefully and smoothly with traditional fervour and gaiety amid tight security arrangements across Kashmir region. Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Kumar Chaudhary unfurled the tricolour and presided over the event at Srinagar's main Republic Day function at Bakshi Stadium in Srinagar. The Republic Day celebrations were reported from other district headquarters in the valley. In Bihar, the main state-level official function was organized at Gandhi Maidan in Patna, where Governor Arif Mohammad Khan hoisted the national flag and reviewed the parade. In Jharkhand, the Republic Day is being celebrated with patriotic fervor. The main function was held at Morabadi Ground in Ranchi, where Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar unfurled the national flag. The governor also awarded 44 police officers and personnel with medals for their bravery and valor. Chief Minister Hemant Soren unfurled the national flag and took salute of the mixed parade at the police lines ground in the sub-capital Dumka. In West Bengal, the main state function was organized at Red Road in Kolkata. Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose unfurled the national flag. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and other dignitaries were present on the occasion. In Assam, the main function was held at Khanapara in Guwahati. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya unfurled the tricolour at the main state function in Guwahati. More from our correspondent.
Assam has joined the rest of the country to celebrate the 76th Republic Day in a grand manner. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya unfurled the tricolor at the main state function, which was held at Khanapara in Guwahati. In his speech, the governor said that his government is working for the overall development of the state and peace has returned to the state. He further said that the Assam government is focused on zero tolerance against any kind of crime, be it drug smuggling, corruption, crime against women and children, child marriage, cyber crime, and so on. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sharma unfurled tricolour at Dibrugarh, whilst cabinet members and senior officials participated in celebrations at various locations. Aminul Haq Juddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
In Telangana, Governor Jishnu Dev Verma unfurled the national flag at the ceremonial event held at the parade grounds in Secunderabad and received a guard of honour. Addressing the people, Mr. Verma assured that with every step forward, liberty, equality and justice remain at the heart of the governance and will guide the state towards greater prosperity and harmony.
The federal spirit strengthens the fabric of our democracy and ensures harmonious governance. Democracy thrives when governance is inclusive and participatory. Programs like Prajavani ensure direct interaction between citizens and their government, reinforcing accountability and trust.
In Maharashtra, Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan unfurled the national flag at the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Maidan at Dadar in an official function. In his address, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that the state is leading in all sectors.
In his address, Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan stated that Maharashtra is leading in all sectors. He reiterated that Maharashtra remains the most preferred destination for foreign direct investment and ranks first in the nation for attracting FDI. The governor mentioned that all departments have been instructed to prepare a roadmap to expedite public welfare initiatives within the next 100 days by the new government in the state. Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Phadnavis unfurled the national flag at his official residence Varsha Bungalow in Mumbai. With Prarthana, this is Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Kerala, the Republic Day celebration was held in all its grandeur and festivities across the state. Details from our correspondent.
Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar hoisted the national flag at the Central Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram. The governor said that Kerala is at the forefront in the country's journey towards a developed nation by 2047. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan attended the ceremony and highlighted the importance of upholding democratic values and constitutional principles. Meanwhile, Republic Day was widely celebrated across all islands in Lakshadweep. At the official ceremony held at Kavarathi, the capital city, advisor to the administrator Sandeep Kumar hoisted the national flag and took the salute of the parade. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
In Bangladesh, the 76th Republic Day of India was celebrated with enthusiasm and patriotic fervour at the High Commission of India in Dhaka. Members of the Indian community took part in large numbers in the celebrations at the Chancery Building. Indian High Commissioner to Bangladesh, Pranay Verma, unfurled the national flag. He read excerpts from the President's address to the nation delivered on the eve of the Republic Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the nation on the occasion of Republic Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the nation is celebrating 75 glorious years of being a republic. He bowed to all the great women and men who made the Constitution and ensured that India's journey is rooted in democracy, dignity and unity. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu has approved conferment of 139 Padma Awards for the year 2025. The list comprises 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri Awards. 23 of the awardees are women, and the list also includes 10 persons from the categories of foreigners, NRIs, PIO, OCI and 13 posthumous awardees. Indian writer M.T. Vasudevan Nair, former chairman of Suzuki Motor Corporation Osamu Suzuki, and singer Sharda Sinha have been awarded the Padma Vibhushan posthumously. Singer Pankaj Udas and economist Vivek Debroy have been given the Padma Bhushan posthumously. Hockey player P.R. Srijesh has also been conferred with Padma Bhushan. Cricketer R. Ashwin and football player I.M. Vijayan have been awarded with Padma Shri. The centre has officially notified the implementation of the Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. The government had introduced Unified Pension Scheme in August last year as an option under the National Pension System for central government employees. The scheme will come into effect from 1st April this year. The notification issued yesterday stated that UPS shall be applicable to central government employees who are covered under National Pension System and who choose this option under NPS. And now news from Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj. The ongoing Mahakumbh enters its 14th day today. The devotees, after performing the rituals, also visiting several exhibitions and pavilions set up in the Mela area. One of them is the Narendra Modi app pavilion, which has become a center of attraction. More from our correspondent.
The exhibition displays various features and benefits of Narendra Modi app and also explains about how to download this app. Besides, a section of photo gallery of pictures based on the life of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his memorable moments has also been showcased. Talking to Akashvani News, in charge of the Narendra Modi app exhibition, Pundarik Mishra said the visitors can learn about various schemes and programs through the app.
इस कैंप में प्रधानमंत्री जी के ऐप से संबंधित सारी जानकारियां, उनके द्वारा जो चलाई जा रही योजनाएं हैं, जन कल्याणकारी योजनाओं उनकी जानकारियां, उनके जीवन में हुए विभिन्न प्रमुख कार्यों से संबंधित एक प्रदर्शनी और उनसे प्रश्न पूछने पर उनके द्वारा दिए जाने वाले जवाब का एक सेक्शन है। यहाँ पर आप माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी को पर्सनली मैसेज भी कर सकते हैं, उनको कुछ सुझाव दे सकते हैं।
अ विजिटर स्वीटी राठौर, अ रेसिडेंट ऑफ कोटा राजस्थान, हैज आल्सो शेयर्ड हिज एक्सपीरियंस अबाउट दिस एग्जीबिशन।
महाकुंभ घूमने आए थे प्रयागराज में, यहाँ पे नमो मोदी ऐप भी लगा हुआ है, यहाँ पे सेल्फी पॉइंट भी है और बहुत जानकारी भी है मोदी जी के बारे में।
अ सेल्फी पॉइंट क्रिएटेड टू टेक फोटो विद द इमेज ऑफ प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी इज ऑल्सो अट्रैक्टिंग विजिटर्स। विद दीपेंद्र कुमार, अमन यादव, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, प्रयागराज।
Moving on to updates from the world of sports, in athletics, India's Jyoti Araji broke her own national record in women's 60-meter indoor hurdles and won the gold medal in France. We have more from our correspondent.
Jyoti Araji rewrote the history as she clocked 8.04 seconds to win the final A at the Metropolitan Stadium. Jyoti already holds the national record in women's 100-meter hurdles. In Australian Open tennis, top-seeded duo Taylor Townsend of US and Czech player Katrina Siniakova clinched the women's doubles title at the Melbourne Park's iconic Rod Laver Arena this afternoon. Moving to chess, where the 8th round of Tata Steel Chess Tournament will begin this evening in Netherlands. R. Pragananda will take on country mate D. Gukesh in the Masters, while Divya Deshmukh will play against Kazakh chess player Kazibek Nojabek in the Challengers. Next we have from Indian Super League ISL Football, where Mumbai City FC will host Mohammedan SC at the Mumbai Football Arena this evening. Last we have from the World Pickleball League, where Chennai Super Giants will lock horns with Delhi Dilwale today at 5 p.m, followed by another clash between Pune United and Hyderabad Super Giants at 7:15 p.m. Both the matches will be played at the Brabourne Stadium in CCI Mumbai. Chirag Jha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation celebrates 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu leads the nation and takes salute at Kartavya Path Parade in New Delhi. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto attended the parade as the chief guest at this year's Republic Day celebrations. 31 tableaux showcasing the theme of Swarnim Bharat, Virasat aur Vikas participated in the colourful parade. And 139 distinguished personalities selected for this year's Padma Awards. And with that, we end the midday news.